Okay, everyone. Welcome to Seal Hayne and the 4th Transition Network Conference. I'm Peter Lipman. I'm the chair of Transition Network, and I'm personally really delighted to see not just lots of familiar faces, but lots of new faces, and this year quite a lot more younger faces as well, which is really, really fantastic. Okay, I was asked also just to set a kind of a framing in terms of wider world stuff about where we've got to really as a movement. In terms of 4 years ago, we had our first day at Ruskin Mill, about 70 people turned up, and at that point really, you know, peak oil was still not very much on agendas. Resource scarcity, that was a time when DEFRA's official policy around food was that Britain could quite easily import 100% of its food. And there was no need to have any concept of food security. And, you know, thinking about what has changed in the world in 4 years, as the cracks have become far more visible generally in our systems, you know, we now not only have DEFRA with a food security strategy, but we have them announcing last week that they're going to do a resource mapping generally. So not just food, all resources. You know, we now have governments starting to wake up to the very, very different worldview that they could, and we would say obviously should, be thinking about. And not only that, in terms of what transition is achieving as a movement, we have governments, certainly here in the UK, starting to respond to us. So in my personal role as chair of transition, I co-signed a letter yesterday to Greg Barker, the new minister responsible for climate change and the Department of Energy and Climate Change, on behalf of community movements responding to climate change and resource scarcity generally. And that came out of a meeting with him on Tuesday evening. So, you know, although it's incredibly hard for top-down power to respond to these agendas which fundamentally question economic growth and a whole kind of 200-300-year way of being, they are starting to listen. They're starting to think we have to respond somehow more intelligently to what's going on around us. And they're starting to ask some of the questions that a lot of us have been asking for a long time. And it's not just government. For example, the big lottery, who have quite significant sums of money to put into their funding programs. You know, they've come to me to advise them on their next £200 million funding pot for deprived communities in England. So there's the beginning of a switch, and that is only happening because there are so many of us doing so much, and they have to listen. They may not agree, but they actually have to start to listen. And that's fascinating to see for me, just to see the spread. I haven't got the faintest what the latest number of transition initiatives is, but, you know, yesterday, Ben, how many were there in that list you sent through yesterday?
That makes it about 330 now, the official ones. Right. Uncountable numbers of other ones that are, you know, just starting things off.
So, I mean, there's a key tension there, obviously, for all of us, in terms of if this is a democratic bottom-up movement, how do we then relate to and interact with top-down power? But that's a question for us to grapple with, isn't it, and actually make it a meaningful relationship, because if we are going to act with appropriate urgency and appropriate impact, then we have to actually start to influence all of these enormously powerful infrastructures around us. And I suppose for me that's one of the points of this conference, is just the feeling of power that we can and should take hold of and generate.
Good morning. People who are standing around the side and who haven't got a seat, do you want to come in and get a seat, or are you happy where you are? Okay. This is, as Peter was saying, this is a very strange way of speaking. It's like you get very dizzy very quickly turning round and round and round just to try and address everybody. Well, I've been looking forward to this for ages, and I'm sure you all have as well, and it's been fantastic to see within a very short period of time that we had to rearrange this, how it's all come together and what an amazing place this is. And I hope you're all, everyone I spoke to yesterday seemed to be feeling at home here very quickly. So I hope that that's the case. And what we're going to be doing for the next 2.5 days here is, if you've not been to one of these events before, and the amount of new faces here, I'm assuming is lots of people for whom this is your first Transition Network conference. This is a very self-organizing event, and it's really extraordinary to see how it all hangs together. And my experience of doing these things is that I always go away thinking, why does anybody run conferences in any other kind of a way, really? You know, comparing this to something which is just lots of speakers, this is something much, much richer in here, which I hope you'll really enjoy. When Peter was talking just now about interacting with government, Peter and myself got invited a few months ago to an event that the Department of Energy and Climate Change held that was reported as being the first peak oil summit, which was the first time the government ran a meeting that looked at peak oil and brought various people together. And it was quite an amazing event, historic event, I think, not because of what happened, but I think it was the first time I ever saw Pete in a pair of trousers. No, I didn't take any pictures. But the thing that was really fun about that, because at the event we were thinking, well, this is great, and this might never happen again. So we felt quite liberated to be quite playful with the whole thing. And we got asked to give a talk. It was amazing. There was 20 people there, and there were two of us from Transition Network. It felt like something really quite interesting was starting to shift somewhere. And so the first slide that we put up was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief. So I can't remember what they are now: denial, anger, acceptance, bargaining, forgetfulness, and acceptance at the end. And made the point that actually the government was still in denial, and that actually what we were seeing in transition was a whole movement of people around the world who'd gone through the bargaining and the grief and got to acceptance, and said that actually in that sense transition's about 4 years ahead of central government. Which we really enjoyed. And even if they never invite us back, that was worth it. I enjoyed that. So the workshop the workshop title of the conference award goes to Is Transition in Brazil Following the Football Road Created in England with the Best Players in Brazil? I think that's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. And one of the things that for me is going to be really interesting about this whole event, you know, that actually there's all of the whole, what people bring, well, it's going to be fascinating, the experience of Brazil, where just within a year it's been spreading to all kinds of different places. Very, very interesting. And the thing that I'm involved with here is the pattern language stuff, which is in the booklet that you've all been given, which is really an attempt to say, well, we started doing transition 3 or 4 years ago, and like all great things in life, we've made it up as we go along. And the 12 steps model is something which has been very useful to get started. But now as transition has grown so quickly and become something much more complex, much more multi-layered and detailed, maybe we need a different way of trying to explain what it is and representing how it is. So for the second edition of the handbook, we've had a go at this idea of using pattern language. So there's a couple of workshops running, but I'm also aware that there is the dazzlingly scrumptious menu of offerings available. But in the corridor, in the north, where did we put them? In the north wing, is it called? The north wing, along the wall in the corridor there, there's all the patterns that you've got in the book there, printed out on A3, really, really big. And the invitation is to really kind of immerse yourself in it through the booklet and just take a little bit of time along the corridor there. If there's patterns you think should be there that aren't there, there's A4 paper and pens, put them up. If there's changes you want to make to the ones that are there, there's post-it notes for that. If there are pictures you have of work happening in your initiative that you feel would be more suitable, then put a little post-it up there with your email and say, I've got a photo that would go better here. If you've got case studies of things that you're developing, because the idea is that book that will be really, really rich with examples of what you're doing, what's worked for you, as well as what hasn't worked for you. So if you've got stories that relate to any of those patterns, we really, really want to hear them. So please populate that. And if you can't get to the workshops, then do that. And in those workshops, that'll be explained in a lot more detail. Pardon? You go out of here into the quad, and then you turn right, and then you just go left. That's the one. See, in transition, those old left-right boundaries, they just become very blurred. So yeah, you go out of here, turn left, and up the stairs. And then when you come onto the landing, patterns 1 to 3 are to your left, and 4 to 6 are down to the right. Well, if all goes to plan, which it rarely does, the idea would be next spring. So the idea is from September to December to be working on that. Yeah. So that's about all I was going to say, really. I just wanted to... There's a quote in the back of the book there by Martin Luther King that says, "We are faced with the fact, my friends, that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as too late." And actually, what I love about these events and all of you brilliant people coming together with all that you're doing is that it's really about the fierce bravery and the fierce brilliance of what you're all doing in very, very different parts of the world. And what would be brilliant about this couple of days is everybody exchanging and learning from each other. And by doing so, we become much richer and much stronger. Have a fantastic few days. And here's Sophie to tell you now what happens and how we do all of this.
Hi. So I'm Sophie, part of the network and Transition Town Totnes, and I feel very responsible for this conference because a lot of my ideas have gone into it. This thing about urgency feels very, it's kind of everywhere in transition, and it's right here because we're already 20 minutes behind schedule. And we've got a lot to do. So there's a kind of invitation from me in the very busy program that we've put together also to find some spaciousness for yourself. I'm hoping tomorrow we'll feel a little bit less kind of lots and lots of bits and pieces. But, you know, there's lovely grounds, and do take time out to look after yourselves and have quiet time as well as all the fantastic meetings of all the fantastic people. And on that theme, I'm going to just invite you to take a few moments in silence. I'm part of a heart and soul group, so that's what we like to make people do. you don't have to close your eyes, but if you'd like to, you're very welcome to. And just spend a few moments to really arrive here. I'm just going to say a few words. I'm not going to stay in silence completely while you do this, but... as I was sort of landing here yesterday, I was going out kind of just feeling into the space, and I just really noticed the crows flying over through the trees. And then I went to get something from the car a bit later, and there was a baby jackdaw in the car park right next to the car. You've seen it as well. And I just thought that was a really powerful image of this little baby jackdaw who was struggling to fly, couldn't get off the ground, and calling to its parents. So I thought we could sort of use that as an image for something that happens at these conferences, that the ones who have experience and knowledge come and share it with the people that are hungry for something. You know, so we give each other strength and nourishment when we come together and we share in all these spaces. And if we all get strong enough, we can all take off, isn't it? So that question, what does transition need to really lift off in your community? What are you bringing that you can feed others with? What's your experience? What's the gift that you're going to share with others? And what are you hungry for? What are you coming to find here and take back to your groups and your community? And if you want to just have a look around at who's here, these are the people that are going to give it to you. It's not going to come from the centre, so this arrangement will just have to set up open space, and then we won't be doing this talking from the centre again until the very end of the conference. So after this, it's you much more talking to each other. I just wanted to say a few words about how we've designed the conference, because we've got some new things in this year. So if you've been before, there's a few new flavours. And the question that we started with is, what does transition need 4 years on? You know, so it's a very different conference for a very different group of people coming than our first one in Nailsworth. So I'm just going to mention some of the new bits to kind of point those out to you. One of them is we're going to go back into interest groups. We tried it in Nailsworth and it didn't work very well because not many people had got that far in transition. But you're going to have a chance to get into groups of all the people that want to talk about energy, all the people that want to talk about education and kids, all the people who want to talk about inner transition and so on. So that's coming after the break. Another thing that we wanted to focus on is that sense of how to build community. So one of the things we've noticed is how important it is that we learn to work together. Anybody here found that it's really important in your projects to learn how we get on in groups? Put your hands up. How many of you think it's the most important technology in transition? Yeah. So we've tried to offer quite a lot of things that help with that. One of the things we've put in new is 3-hour workshops. So tomorrow afternoon we can have a bit more in depth than the kind of 1.5 hours. And there's quite a few, you'll see there's a kind of competing lot of inner transition kind of groups, group process, work that reconnects storytelling. So you can do a bit of the kind of depth work in those. And the other piece that we're going to do is about home groups. So we're going to do some mappings in a moment. Those of you that have been here before know how those go. And we're going to set you up into groups of about 6. And that 6 is a group that you can come back to and reconnect with through the conference. So you might also want to arrange to meet up with those people at other times. There's some slots in the program when we're going to get you back into those. So a further theme, this is the last bit that I'm going to say, is around diversity. So one, it was something that emerged very strongly in Battersea last year, is how strongly we are a white middle-class movement and how important it is for us to reach out across to other communities, people that are living in deprived communities, other cultures, other faith groups. Katrina's here, who's holding that for Transition Network. So she's a newly appointed person. And if you have questions or experience or want to talk things over with her, she's really open to conversations. And we've arranged lots of opportunities for that theme to come up during the conference. So there's workshops, there's an interest group. We've put a solution surgery up on it. Okay. I think that's it. And is there anything else that we need to... So has anyone got any burning questions? You can't go forward without getting it answered. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do these mappings. It's a way of finding out who's here without trying to do a go-round of 350 people. So it's a nice way, if you've got a big group, to get people to start meeting each other and kind of finding out. For this, we're going to push all the chairs back. So... If we can get them all back to the walls, you can stack them if you like. Take your bags out of the way. Just clear a nice big space in the middle. And the first mapping we're going to do is a geographical mapping. Does anyone know where north is? Okay, we're going to take that far wall as north. So I'm south here at the stage. This is west over here, and this is east. So the invitation for these mappings is to find your place in relation to everybody else in the room. So if you're from the western end of California, you'll be over here. Someone from the Far East will be over there. I don't know, where would I say? North down there? Anybody from...
If you get as far away from the speakers.
Then. Yeah. Brazil, over here somewhere. Far south. Thanks, Sonny. And as you arrive in your place, just meet some of your neighbours that you don't know yet. Can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt your conversations? This is a really nice low-carbon technology. This is a really nice low-carbon technology. So if you see someone put their hands up, just stop talking and put your hands up. We use it on the training. It's just a nice way to bring a group to silence. We're just going to ask a few questions and see geographically who we've got here. So can we have somebody... Have we got a roving mic?
Where are you from?
We're from Mid Wales.
Can you put your hands up so we can see? There we are, over in the west. Okay. Who have we got in the south here?
I'm from Brazil. Yeah.
The Brazilian's making a big presence this year. And in the far north, have we got someone with a mic there? Who can we find?
Karin Schwartz from Forres in Moray in Scotland.
Very good. Sweet. And who's in that east?
And
here?
The east?
From Israel.
From Israel. Welcome. Very good. And who's right? Who's the centre of transition? Who is? There wouldn't be.
Belsize Park.
London, they always think they're in the middle of everything, don't they? Great. We're going to do another mapping now. We've got an interesting south, a lot of southerners here, maybe because we're in the south of England. We're going to do a second mapping, and the mapping we're going to do now is age. So you don't have to tell anybody the truth about your age, but we're going to invite you to do, let's have the youth at that end, the elders at this end, and just find, you can do it on appearance if you don't want to be too disclosing. Let's just see what our age spectrum is. Youth at the far end. Fabulous, thank you. And we'd just like to hear a few words from our elders, because we believe in honouring our elders. So let's see if any of our elders would like to address our gathering. If any of our elders
Sorry,
would like to
I'm 73. I'm proud of the fact. And I come here to... Age is not necessarily an indication of intelligence or knowledge. So I've come to learn.
Can I just ask you, is there something particular? You will have seen many, many things in your life and seen a lot of change. Is there something in particular that draws you to transition?
Well, I come from a military background, which is probably alien to a lot of you. And I have learnt that we have to do things in a different way. And that's why I've come here.
Should we hear a bit from the youth down the other end? What's happening with the youth?
Hi, I'm 14 and we're part of the Spoilt film crew from Mid Wales again. Four of us. I think we're the youngest by a long mile.
So what are you hoping to find out at the conference?
Inspiration, really. We're here mainly to sort of show everyone what our film's about, mainly.
What is your film about?
It's about the Canadian tar sands in Canada and oil usage and all that sort of stuff.
Great, thank you.
Okay, and we're just going to do one more and then we're going to invite you to get into smaller groups. So the last one is one that's interesting to us because it kind of gives a map of where the transition movement's got to. So the first, we're going to do a two-dimensional mapping. The first axis is about how far on, no, it's about what size is your population. So if you live in a tiny hamlet, wherever that is, go down to the far end. If you live in a huge metropolis, several million, come up this end. And you'll need to sort of find, you know, who's where to find your place. No, not your transition initiative, but the place where you live. So if you're in London, you're up this end, even if you're a small piece of London. Thank you. And we're just going to do the second dimension of this mapping. So a multi-dimensional movement. So here's our axis of size of population. Staying in that place, in the room, if you're really new in transition, so maybe transition hasn't even started where you are, you're just thinking about it, move towards that wall. If you've been going the longest time, move to that wall. And just if you're somewhere in the middle, a year, a couple of years, But stay in your population size. Your initiative. Not you personally. Sure, we're all very, very advanced in that. Can you hear? Okay, this is the last time I'm interrupting your conversations. Let's just hear a little bit from some of the corners. So, who have we got down here?
Hi, who are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool. We're number 43 on the list. I think we started in November 2007.
Could you briefly say just one challenge you're facing at the moment?
I think the challenge we've got is moving from a group of people in one part of the city out to other parts of the city. So getting more projects going out of leafy South Liverpool, which is rather nice. You probably don't think Liverpool has got very nice parts, but it has. Really engaging with some of the northern parts of the city and getting more projects going amongst more than the very early enthusiasts. So, you know, there's lots of energy going on there, but it's catalysing it, really. That's what I want to get more out of here.
Great, thank you.
So you've just started. How does it feel?
Well, this is a paradox because Trowbridge has not really started, but I know quite a lot about the movement. I was at the conference 2 years ago, so I'm in this kind of strange mix.
Somebody else just starting? Who's just getting going?
Huddersfield? There's nothing in Huddersfield. There's something a bit further down, Slathwaite and Marsden, which I'm looking to get linked into myself, but I've come here to find out more about the whole movement as well, so I'm quite new in that respect.
Okay.
That's great. So we're going to move into home groups now. And the idea of this is that you've got a little group of six people that you can kind of hook up with. So it gives you an opportunity to meet some new people. So even though you're likely to be with others from your place, see if you can find one other who's from somewhere else, somebody that you don't know or don't know very well. So just kind of make a connection to one other person. Find a pair. Okay, don't start talking too much. Okay, you've got your pair. And now see if you can find two other pairs to make a six. Again, some people that you don't know, so don't be a group that you came with. Any pairs or people that are looking for extras, put your hands up. Anybody not got a group? It can be five or six or seven is fine. If you're just here for today, still find a group. So still have a group that you can be part of. It doesn't matter if you're not back tomorrow. There'll be someone else who'll take your place. Okay, has everybody got a group now? Anybody not in a group? Down here needs two more. One more. Any spare people? It doesn't matter if you're not exactly six. That's absolutely fine. But it's just as long as nobody's on their own or just one or two. Okay, the invitation now is to spend a bit of time getting to know each other. So there's nothing else kind of scheduled up to the break. The break runs till 11:30. Okay. So if you've picked up a group about home sheets, they're out at reception. There's some suggestions for some of the things that you might like to get to know about each other. And just make sure that you hear from everybody. So you're going to be getting together a bit more later on, but just, you know, find out where you're from, what your transition project's doing. And particularly for now, what is it you really want to get from the conference? What are you here for? What's brought you here? Okay. Tea is going to be served through there. And just so that you can find each other again, just notice where you are in this room. Okay, so when we say get into your home groups again and everybody's in here, you've got a kind of location to find each other. So you might want to go outside now. You don't have to stay in here. Go and find somewhere comfortable. Tea's at 11, back in here 11:30.